Welcome, everyone, to the Annie Jennings PR Real Story Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's Publishing Program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She's the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations, and media everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, and Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And today, we have a very special guest with us to share his story. That's Kevin Kuhn, a youth hockey expert, professional speaker, and business strategist with over 20 years of experience. He is the director of business development to the Central Hockey League and founder of the Hockey Source, the ultimate resource for minor hockey. Kevin is also author of the acclaimed book, Hockeyology, the ultimate guide to fun and success for minor hockey, and known as the Hockeyologist. So, Kevin, welcome. Annie, welcome to the Real Story Teleseminar Series.
Well, thank you, Stacy. I appreciate the wonderful intro. Stacy is our national publicist. She specializes in radio. And, of course, Kevin is here. I'm very interested in speaking with Kevin today. He's got an unusual story. So, first of all, welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Annie.
All right, so here's why this is a little different for us. It's a slightly different approach. As everyone knows, we have our Real Story client series, and this is where real clients actually come on the air in a recording just like this one, and they tell us what it was like for them to get their PR. How did they leverage it? How did they turn it into opportunity dollars, speaking events, and book sales? Very interesting to hear directly from the users of publicity services. And we like to run our real stories because they really help would-be clients understand what's in it for them. How do they leverage PR? How do they make PR an investment? So there's lots of those up at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. So today we have Kevin Kuhn, as you just heard. He is a hockeyologist, and he's got a real story, but it's a little different. All right. He's got a real story of what it was like for him not to hire Annie Jennings PR. It was very interesting, isn't it? So he had the chance to work with us, maybe about 5 years or so ago. He'll tell us, more details shortly. So he had a chance to work with us a while back, and he did not use our company. He did not say yes when we called him to book him on a media event, a national media event. And now, fast forward a few years, Kevin comes back and he says, you know what, I want to tell you what it was like for me not to use Annie Jennings PR and why he feels he lost out. So I have to say, when I first took Kevin's phone call, I was very intrigued, because after all, how often do you have a client who years later comes back and says, I should have worked with Annie Jennings PR? So I'm very interested in hearing the story. Let's go for it, Kevin.
Thanks, Annie. And yeah, it's funny, not only was it once, but twice I actually got interviewed with your staff to find out, they're doing their assessment to say, is this a possible fit? But you and your staff and everything you guys have done has been phenomenal for just people on the outside who are on that fence that say, should I hire or not? I mean, I look at some of the podcasts that you've had done and some of the interviews and the live teleseminars, and they've helped me along the way. And so it's funny, here you have helped along the way, and I haven't hired you, and it's like, okay, so when do I get it? How many times do I need to be hit in the head to go, oh, this is the possible solution here? So it's kind of a funny start.
Mm-hmm.
Starting simply, 2003 is when I really kicked off the ground going, I wanted a shot to go to the NHL. I wanted to be the the guy, the kind of the next coming of, you know, as they say, the great ones as they're coming up. And I coach hockey, and I love it. And I had a neighbor say to me, well, what can you do in the meantime of on your journey to the NHL? And I thought, well, who am I? I've never been there. I don't know what to say. And an idea came up about just writing a book and producing a TV show to really help out youth hockey. And if you think of all sports that are out there, especially team sports, there's so many roles involved that people are just kind of fending for themselves, trying to figure out what to do. And so through the hockey, I said, you know, I can help out parents, players, coaches, managers, trainers. I've got this wealth of knowledge that has come to me, that is around me, people that have been around helping me. And I thought, okay, maybe I'll become like this person that people can go to. And if you think of the home improvement, so go back to 2003, it was huge. It was starting to really peak, and there were a lot of home improvement type shows, and that's what kind of sparked the idea for me. I thought, well, what if we just take the same concept and bring it to hockey? So not about the game itself, but how to play the game, or how to be better in the game, or how to teach it, or be a trainer, any role that surrounds youth hockey. And so I wrote a book and took all this information. My wife used to laugh at me because she'd say, you're getting all these calls every year, and they seem to be the same phone calls. There's got to be something you can do to post the answer so they don't have to keep answering at the same time. And that's kind of where it started from. It was kind of fun. So put the website together, put a radio show, a TV show together, and the book, and it was just 360-degree perspective on hockey. And I started getting onto little local radio shows or TV shows and some little news clippings here and there saying, hey, you know, there's this resource for people to go look at. At the same time, I was looking to go, now my ego is growing a bit, and I go, how do I become more impactful? And, of course, Annie Jennings PR says, this is what you need to do. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to look into this. So I look into all the services, and I'm going, wow, this is great. And then, of course, the open question, so how much is this going to cost? And it was like, oh, I don't have thousands of dollars. And you guys know the value that you provide. I didn't understand the value at the time. I just looked at the dollars and cents and went, oh, you know what? I could probably do this on my own. I'm a kind of guy that don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I figured it out. It took me 5 years, and here we are in 2010, and I'm starting to get it and go, oh, man, I need Annie Jennings on my side.
Well, I think that's interesting because you mentioned in one of our earlier conversations that you really wound up spending a lot of money by not using a professional publicist or specifically Annie Jennings PR. Now, I wonder why is that. Tell us a little bit about what kind of money did you wind up spending trying to get where maybe you could have gone a lot faster, you mentioned.
Yeah, I would probably say, you know, upward $5,000 plus, and it was on things like learning how to write a press release, understanding who to connect with in the radio industry or TV, and then finding out who the right producer was of this TV show or right producer of that radio show. You know, find these online courses. The accumulation, and it's funny because I'm going through kind of the accounting with my accountant doll, and we're just looking over the last 5 years on what we're spending money on, and it is absolutely nothing below $5,000 just on that line alone. And what's scarier, what's funny, you know, it's kind of a bit of both, is that looking back, it's taken me 5 years to understand who I need to target to be able to get on the media. I learned that I need to get in the media in order to create that credibility or the perception that the credibility of what I speak of is there, so that my customer at the other end goes, hey, you know what, this guy knows what he's talking about. I heard him on this TV, that radio, I read a newspaper, he's there. And understanding that PR is very, very different from typical advertising or different from coaching. You know, I went through coaching seminars. I was hiring people to say, you know, can you coach me on what I'm supposed to do? Well, that's great. I'm getting all coached. But if I'm not getting in front of the media, it doesn't matter how great my coach is, which I don't want to, you know, bring down the coach at all. He was fantastic, all the teaching. But it was a lot of it was kind of like a hit and miss in the sense of I was avoiding the actual scenario, which is I need to get on the media. I need to be in front of the media people. I need to be in front of that interviewer. I got to be talking about what I'm working on, what's important to their listener, how does their lives become better, which is all about what we're trying to do or what I'm trying to do here at the Hockey Source and through my book.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, another thing you mentioned is that you realize that no one's going to come knocking on your door either. The new business just doesn't come knocking. You've got to get out there. You've got to get out, put yourself out there, and attract new business to you by showcasing your knowledge.
You know what? It's so well said, because one of the things that I found is that here I am trying to help somebody, and I learned that, well, if somebody doesn't want help, you can't help them. But you can also stimulate and create a marketplace if you bring up or touch pain points. And so my whole focus of what I've been trying to do and what I thought I was doing the right thing on was, you know, kind of this be helpful, and hopefully people will, hey, I like what he's doing, and yeah, okay, I'll buy his book. Or, you know, we'll buy the products that are on that website, which is, you know, in a long story, that's what we're ultimately trying to do in a for-profit business, is create revenues to cover expenses. But at the same time, people want to know that they've made a decision with a credible source. Unless you're walking into a dollar-type store where it's, yeah, I just bought a dollar, you know it's not going to last, it's no problem. But if you're looking for the credibility, which a lot of us are, we want to make sure that as a consumer or a fan or a person in that sport or whoever's following that subject, they want to know that the person they're listening to, they've done their homework as the audience, saying, okay, does this person make sense, asking all the right questions, and saying, okay, does he bring or does she bring what I need, and it's great. So here I am, the speaker, the person that's supposed to be the credible force coming to the table, and I'm not getting out there to be that credible force. I'm going about it in all different kind of ways. Now, I know I'm a little bit off topic from your question, but the piece that's really important, especially for those listeners who are, you got right now, are kind of on the fence, they're like, oh, you know, I don't know if I should do it or not. Do you want to wait 5 years to potentially kick yourself in the head and spend probably 1.5 to 2 times what it would cost to have the right person with you, you know, or do you want to do it right now and say, why would I wait 5 years? And I can tell you, Annie, like, the getting on the radio and the TV and the newspaper is all about just constantly doing it. This is not about hiring you, get there once, and say, okay, Annie Jenny's got me there, thanks, bye, it's done. It's about a continual relationship building. And this, a lot of these things I'm talking about are things that has taken me 5 years to learn, which I probably could have gotten 5 years ago by going into depth with conversations with you and your team a lot more and saying, hey, you know, I do this.
That's right, because you did mention that it took you over 2 years to build a relationship, and I find that really, really, that is true. If you're not a professional publicist, see, we walk right through the door because it's our business, so there's a courtesy extended to professional PR people. Now, ordinary people trying to get in the door, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through, because they don't know who you are, they don't know how good you're going to be, they don't know if you're going to be able to deliver on the air. See, when you come through a filter like a PR company, you've had media training, we have a developed segment for you, you are ready to go, the station knows they can trust us, they know you book with an Annie Jennings PR expert, you're going to get a great show. We do all this work for them, the legwork, the training, the news tie-in, the creation of the expert and their expansion of their topic. All that's done. So this is why it's so difficult for anyone listening now who's trying to do it themselves. It's because you have so much competition from the professionals, and the courtesy does go to the professionals. So you have to work 10 times as hard. And I know from experience, just training a new publicist, let's say someone just out of college, who even has a degree in communications, it's a year. It's 1 year before we have our You're a Publicist party. That's a long time to train a professional who works 9 to 5 in the environment with us. That's how hard this really is. And the nuances that lead to yes are tremendous. And those come through experience. You can't teach that necessarily. You have to sort of immerse yourself in publicity, learn nuance through observation. And this is why it took you 2 years to develop that relationship with the station. You know?
Well, go and I'll tell you one step further. You talked at one point about, you know, the credibility piece, where you're the professional on the PR side, so you know who to reach out to get this expert in their field on in front of the media.
Sure.
Here I am, and I've not even got a name. And like, I'm not at the NHL. I'm not the elitist status. So you think of all the major league sports that are out there. If you've played in that sport, there's a little bit of credibility that you can leverage and go, I got zero credibility, and here's what I learned really quickly in the early parts of my years. The people on the media side, you're a dime a dozen. They don't have time for you if you don't know what you're talking about and you don't come to the table succinct, to the point,
mm-hmm.
and bang on with your comments. So, you know, I'm floundering. I'm going, yeah, I have this book, or yeah, we have this cool resource. And at the end of the line, the other person's going, okay, so, and.
What segment? They're waiting for you to. Why should I book you? Why won't I lose my job if I book you as a guest? That's really what
exactly.
they're asking you. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, listen, whoever's listening on to this, I mean, if you've been into this, you know that your role is to really help provide a solid content to the person who's got to put that segment together. If you've never done this before, then understand that's your role. It's putting together something that person on the other end goes, man, we got to have a really good story out there for our listeners, our audience, our whatever. Why? Because at the end of the day, they had people who are paying those bills, in other words, probably advertisers, who say, hey, you have good content and a good following and a good listener, and there's a ripple effect. And until you can put, as a speaker, as an expert in your field, all those components together, you're not going to get it. Well, it took me 5 years to put those components together, to start realizing that, oh, my God, it's not just about me, the expert on the radio or on TV or newspaper. It's about, and the Internet for that matter, because now there's, you know, the Internet's got a whole bunch of ways that you can become an expert quickly. And it's so important to understand that there's a ripple effect of what goes on. And you know, the simplest thing is this, Annie. If I, as the expert, have you on my team, and I'll say Team Lucy, but if you're on my team, then I know I've got someone that's going to bat for me. If I just have another employee who's just looking about getting their paycheck and doesn't really matter, as committed as they are, they may not be as committed.
See, I love the point that you made about putting together a team. I've noticed that many of our successful clients, they do have a team, but there are some caveats to putting together your team. And one you mentioned to me earlier was about making sure they're professionals in their fields.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here's a good example. So here I am, an author of a book, and I think it's a pretty good book, and people have told me, geez, great book. And I look and I go, wow, I'm the author of that book. Best part about this, it wasn't just me who wrote this book. I had an editor. I had someone design the cover. I had someone help me with, you know, how we're going to do the layout. And then we had a printer. So it was a whole team, and yet I'm getting accolades for the guy that wrote the book. Now, you think of just the book industry as a whole. It's entirely that story. Well, now let's amplify that and go, okay, let's bring on a PR person, a publicist. So I'm going to hire Annie Jennings. Now I've got someone on my team that's going to not only take what I'm doing and working on and helping me get it out there to the people. And that is critical, absolutely critical to the success of people, that they have someone that knows what they're doing, not just hire an employee who's getting paid. And I look at that as a huge asset, having you on my team going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you with the team is that the selection of the team members can make or break you, actually, because remember, the team members almost have to be mini entrepreneurs, or people who love the thrill of the chase and getting outcomes, not people who love the process. All right, process people are there for their paycheck every Friday. They're not there to see you be a big, huge success. A professional is there to see you reach your goals and dreams.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So let me ask you a question that'll end up asking me, having me answer it. But as my PR person, as the person that's out, what's your ultimate goal for me to make sure that I get to do what I need to do?
Well, that's the whole thing. I work backwards. I would say, what is your ultimate goal? What are your objectives? What is it you want to achieve given your PR initiative? That's the first question any professional PR person will ask you. Because I know outcomes, and I know how to apply PR outcomes. And if we were to get these outcomes for Kevin, and Kevin applied them in a way that we know led to a certain effect, would this be his goal? And the question is, if it's yes, terrific. We have the strategy. If it's no, then I would advise him on what to do or how to change his outcome to be realistic to what PR can deliver for a person. So if Kevin came and said, I want to sell 100,000 books, okay, tomorrow, I want to be a New York Times bestseller overnight, we'd have to talk about that, all right, because there is a strategy for that, but it's you have to circle back to that end result. You don't just go from here to there, okay,
well,
unless you're loaded and can buy all your own copies.
I love what you say, because you know what? Here's the great thing. I'm a hockey guy. Mm-hmm. I know the game inside out, pretty confident about it. And my goal, going back 5 years ago, was exactly what you do, is to get me out to the big media to make an impact, to make sure that what I'm talking about makes sense. Now, I'm not going to be probably the guy that people who are in volleyball are going to care about, and that's fine. I my niche is hockey, which is, and I get that, and I'm all right with that. But my goal was to do exactly what you guys do, and yet as a hockey guy, I'm going, no, I don't need you to tell me how I'm going to do something that you're an expert in. And that was, it sounds kind of complicated. It's like, what? But think about it. If you're into gardening, if there's somebody listening into gardening or something, and they say, yeah, I'm the expert in gardening, and I just know it inside out, and Annie comes along and goes, I need to get you in front of the media. These are key things that we need to do for you to help you. And a person goes, no, you don't know. I'm into gardening. That's exactly what I lived through 5 years ago, going, oh, my God. And I look back now, it's almost like I want to go back and slap me 5 years ago and go, what were you thinking, right?
So, Kevin, there must have been something in the news that was going on. I mean, some development, some coaching dilemma, some parent, coach, kid conflict. Who knows what was happening on the ice then? Where we actually had a major placement for you, where they wanted the perspective of somebody in the know to comment on what was apparently happening in the news.
And yes, and actually it was very simple that because I'm in hockey, there's a lot of rules that actually tie into other sports. So if you think of coaching, a parent, and a player, there may have been a football incident, and you have the opportunity to say, look, bring this guy in anyway, because there's a lot of correlation between a coach in football, coach in hockey. They still have the stresses to deal with, whether it's parents, whether mm-hmm. it's the athletes themselves, and nutrition, whatever it is, and to get down that road. But because it wasn't hockey-focused in my mind, well, there's no point in me talking about it.
Interesting. Yeah, when the whole idea was really about getting you that national credential that you could have leveraged into major opportunity for yourself.
Exactly. And so here we are 5 years later, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, I can't believe what I've learned or how I've realized that what I need to do. And
it's kind of
having
what you
an
might
Annie
have missed. Yeah. See, what you might have missed, because remember, I'm all about outcomes. I'm about investing. I'm about looking at PR as a means to an end, not just providing publicity and saying, okay, bye. This is about a way of life, about using publicity to enhance your ability to share your message, expand yourself, support your family. Remember, I have 5 kids. My eye's always on that money. You know, I tell people, they don't get cheaper as they get older. And those of you with older kids know, especially girls. And even hockey. My God, you know what it costs to play hockey? You know.
Yeah, I mean,
God, you got to have a whole extra job just to pay for that stuff. But see, that's the thing is, so publicity for me is more enhancing someone's ability to live a high-quality, well-rounded, very successful life. And I would have been a good hockey player, and to outcompete, and to win. You say I go for the win, and this is what I do for my clients. And it's great if you are one of my clients because you're in the strategy. You're in the strategy of success, of competition, of winning. And those who aren't in the strategy, they have a disadvantage because they're going up against people who are in the strategy. That's like an amateur going up against a professional. They can get lucky once, but not consistently over time. My people will always, always survive, always get the job, and always wind up way ahead of their competitors. Because they know what's doing. They're always one step ahead, too. They're always looking for the next play, the next leg up. They're looking to score, to use hockey language. See, I know a little bit about the sports.
Perfect. Well, have you converted yet?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been very interesting speaking to you. If you want to leave something with our audience in terms of, what do you think was the biggest lesson for you in terms of, you know, looking 2020, hindsight, all that stuff, the biggest lesson?
I'd have to say having the right people with the right experience, the right expertise, and I'm going to say team again, but not necessarily you've hired them as employees, but just on your team, surrounding you to make sure what you're looking to do and what you're going after, that goal that you talked about, they're actually supporting what you're going after. I talked about, how you spent a lot of money. Well, that's one component, but was it because I was getting direction from, wrong sources? an example, doing my own internet research. People can do their internet research all they want. And I'll leave this with your listeners in this. You don't know what your source is for that information. And if you haven't done your homework, if you haven't done your due diligence, you could be taking someone who's just a nice blogger who loves to write their stories, who just wants to hear about themselves, and you're taking their word, and all it is just their opinion, and they're on a soapbox mission one day, and that's what you're taking as the gospel, if you will, and you're putting it into your business that you put your heart and soul into and you want to go.
Wow.
And, you know, and you've got, as Annie Jennings PR, your staff and everything you guys have done is not just about, yeah, read our website and you'll see how good we are. It's about, okay, let's do the preliminary conversation. You know, something that whoever's on this call listening, there's one thing for them. When you're sitting as the expert talking to Annie Jennings, ask every possible question. Be clear with what your goals are. If you hold it back because you're going, oh, yeah, they're just going to be after my money, or they're just, I'm telling you, here's the biggest thing. You're doing yourself a detriment because you're not understanding what the services are that's brought to the table. And Annie, well, you and I both, Annie.
Sure. And the nice part about all this is that for us, we only charge for success. So we're not even after your money. We're after outcomes. We're after success. I want the placement. All right? And then you're happy to pay me because we've created a win-win. So that's the nice part about there's no retainers. There's no $10,000 a month for 5 months minimum, and then we'll reevaluate and see how we did. No. We're out there every single day looking to score for you, and that's I feel, why we're very, very strong, is because we're only paid if we secure the placement for you. So we want to clearly identify your goals and objectives. We want to help you understand how PR can play into your entire business growth strategy, how it can help you make more money, and create a stronger, more powerful business and family. Success begets success. We're just one part of your overall life, and we're going to do our part to make sure that this publicity spoke, we'll call it, in your life's wheel, works very well for you. So we're not
Annie,
even...
Can,
so
I,
like,
can I add one thing? Can I add one thing that complements exactly what you're talking about?
Sure.
Here's what happened. We went, one of my partners and I went to meet a local, I'll call him sales guru, if you will, and they were like, we know how to, actually more of a marketing, connecting people to the right people. And they said, we can get you to the right people to help you get revenues and get in front of the media and get right. And I was like, great. And they said, well, I need a $2,500 retainer. And this is after listening to you. This is after interviewing with your people to get in the media. I got zero media. All they got me was a night where I could go out and speak to about 150 people in a local market. That was it. And now, I'm sure they did a lot of work for that and stuff, but they wanted the money up front. So exactly to what you're saying, hey, if you don't perform, we don't pay you as the expert.
Yeah.
So I lived on the other way, saying, you have to pay me first before we do anything for you.
Well,
and
that's
you're
your
going,
typical,
perform.
That's a typical business model, you know, in this PR world, is the retainer-based. But here's the thing that I learned, and again, those of you with children will know exactly what I mean. If you give anyone a reward before they perform the service, what's most likely going to happen? There's no motivation. You take away the fun of striving for a goal for that person. You really do them a disservice. You hand them something. Now, everyone likes security and they like to be handed money, but everyone also likes the thrill of the chase, and they love to be creative whether they know it or not. Now, it might have been lost over the years by being handed too much too easily, too much like the paycheck every week or the retainer income every month. See, that only hurts people's creativity because they no longer have to strive to be better. They don't have to strive to be excellent. They don't have to strive to know how to get the clients booked on the media. They don't have to do anything but click a button that says, here's a report of everything I tried to do for you, but sorry, it didn't work out. But see, what's the motivation for them to go the extra mile? Pick up that phone. Figure out the expert and how they fit into the news. Figure out which news shows that they're going to work for or feature shows. Pitch them. Present them to the media, totally packaged and prepared for the interview. You know, what's the motivation to do that if you've already been paid for the no? You see? That's retainer-based PR, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And I'm hoping that just my little stories help, you know, you and the people who have worked with you just reaffirm that, oh, my God, thank God I got to work with her and I didn't go through the woes of this guy. And those who are on the fence are going, you know what? man, I got to do this. Like, if you're gonna want to be the speaker, look, as speakers, as a expert, as someone who's written a book, you're putting out there that you're the one who knows about your subject. So why not be bold about it and not cocky, but bold to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are in that subject and like it, and I use the gardening as an example, if you're the gardening type person, I can help you and make a more enjoyable environment for yourself when you're gardening. In my case, it's hockey. And I tell mm-hmm. every parent, player, coach, I've been to Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada, spoken all over, and I say the same things. This is about having a better life.
Now, the nice part about Kevin's story, right, Kevin, is there's a happy ending. You did accomplish your goals. You just feel that you could have done it a lot sooner, but you did work hard. You accomplished your goals. You got to where you want to go, and now you're well on your way.
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting because in 2007, I got the opportunity to work in professional hockey, which is a kid growing up in Canada, you know, just getting mm-hmm. the pro hockey, the wow factor. And I got that opportunity, and what's exciting for me is I'm living it. It took me a long time. It wasn't just an overnight thing. And I say to anybody, this is a journey, so enjoy the journey. And I've enjoyed the journey. I'm looking back in hindsight going, hey, there's some things that I can fix. And here's the cool thing. I want to improve as I keep going into 2010, 11, 12, you know, all the years ahead. I want to keep making sure that I'm cutting edge, that the information I provide is valuable, that I'm helping the hockey world, that all those solutions or the problems that are out there, I'm helping provide that solution. So you're bang on. I have hit a dream, and now I'm looking to take it to a new level.
Which is wonderful. So tell us, if any of our listeners would like to get in touch with you, what are the services that you provide, and what can you do for them, and how can they reach you, Kevin?
Well, anybody that's a hockey fan that wants just information, they can go to www.thehockeysource.tv, TV for television. I also, as I kind of alluded to very briefly, but business consulting, as far as being a business person, understanding what takes to make a business work, is another expert. People can look at my website as far as information, just kevinhuhn.com, so it's kevinhuhn.com, and they can look into contacting me and seeing how we can help their business grow.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So, again, we've been speaking with Kevin Huhn today of kevinhuhn.com. That's kevinhuhn.com. So you can reach him at kevinhuhn.com or thehockeysource.tv. And, again, this is Annie Jennings of Annie Jennings PR. I want to thank Kevin so much for being my guest today. Really nice story, Kevin. Thank you for offering it to us.
Thank you, Annie, for having me on.
All right. Until next time. Bye-bye.